Good morning and welcome to the original Loretta Brown Show. Radio to open the heart, heal the soul, and yawn.
Why are you yawning?
Awaken the consciousness.
Oh, okay. Like, you better not be tired for today's show.
I have to tell you, I'm still
better
suffering some weird jet lag.
I'm smack you around a little bit.
Yeah, thank you. Boing. Wake up there. Come on, girl. Get it going. Right? Yeah, so I'm having trouble sleeping at night, and I'm wanting to sleep during the day. And
what was the flight time, the longest leg?
12 hours.
Jeez, in the air the whole time.
Yeah, Beijing to...
Yeah. Couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, 12 hours, a little bit longer than 12 hours.
Do you get to say hi to the pilots and everything?
Pretty much.
Nice. They're all
the
bunking
thing of
it
is like, hey, that you're trying to watch movies or sleep or something, and you're going, please, English. I just want an English.
Oh, or shouldn't
English.
You be up there, not back here?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so I have a great show today. I'm glad you tuned in. You're going to be glad you tuned in. I'm the owner of Reiki Oasis, located right here in the greater Seattle area. And we've been around quite some time now, about 25 years, to tell you the truth. And we always have good things coming up. This Saturday, I have a Reiki class for those that want to become a Reiki master. Oh, and it's just the beginning of a journey toward mastery. So if you've taken Reiki 1... and you've taken Reiki 2, and you want to find out what's next, go ahead and sign up at schedule.reikioasis.com. Thank you to Indigo Hawk, my amazing webmaster, for all of the great things that are up there, and for the scheduler. We are a listener-supported show, and I would be remiss if I did not thank those people that contribute to keeping this show on the air, because it's not free of charge. And so, thank you. You guys know who you are. And from my heart, deep, deep gratitude. Deep, deep gratitude. Please keep it going. We are actually an award-winning show. Who knew? Yeah, we are. So, there you go. I do have, this month is October. We made it to October.
Yes.
I'm so glad.
Do you get your Halloween outfit ready?
It is. I love Halloween.
I'm still where I usually am. What, like less than a month out? No idea.
Manzy onesie. No.
That crossed my mind. But.
What? Okay.
There's a couple shows behind that one. It's too simple.
It's
too easy.
Simple.
And I'm not
too
that
easy,
kind of guy. Yeah. I like to build my stuff. I did have an idea already. I will share it. I don't think I'm going to do it. But you know the claw game you see at the grocery stores and all
that?
Yeah. I was going to do that. So I was going to be in the claw game with a claw like above me. And then above I would say win me.
That's
right?
Awesome.
Right. Because I'm available.
That's available. Would it be a movable arm? I just want
to
know.
You don't have to pay very much.
Okay.
Pretty
okay.
cheap. That was my first idea. So, I mean, it's still on the table still, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think I love it.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think Halloween's great, and it's fun time for everybody. And then, of course, October. We're so tired of all that nasty stuff that happened in September. So many people had a hard time. And so you're going to be glad to hear. I'm going to do a quick little astrology check-in in a moment.
Well, the reason why I brought that up real fast is because, you know, your show lands on the 31st.
Yes, I know.
So you'll have to be here. You have to.
I have to be dressed up.
Okay. Even if it's just a little hat or something.
I know. Even if it's like a...
People want to see you. Go ahead.
A little hairpiece.
Yeah, a little hairpiece.
Little hairpiece.
Are you saying for me?
No.
Yeah. I see what you're trying to do.
You guys can both wear hairpieces.
I get it. I can't grow. I get it.
It's a look. I was just in Tibet. It's a look.
Just take some of yours and put it on mine.
That's right. Here. Hand that over.
Right, yeah.
You have to glue it to mine.
Yeah, we'll do it. Anyway, so this month of October, I do have a Crystal Bowl Healing Concert coming up on Sunday evening, October 20th, Bala Yoga in Kirkland. Get your tickets from Bala Yoga. We had a great time last month because I'd just come back from Tibet and had a very nice group of people. So do come out. A lot of people enjoy the Crystal Bowl concerts. You can bring your crystals for clearing and charging. And, of course, you just feel great when it's over. You just feel good. You wear yoga clothes so you don't have to dress up. It's good. Saturday, October 26th, I have my monthly class for women, Temple of the Divine Feminine. And we talk about things for women. We do a lot of healing work in there. We do a lot of chatting. And we do a lot of heart connection. So please come and be part of it. And then, of course, come to Egypt. It's time. Every year I take people. And this coming up February 19th to March 4th, 2020, private yacht. Just saying, Betty. private yacht.
Right? We discussed this a few shows ago. It wasn't just a boat, she said. Yeah. It's called a yacht. Let's bring it up a little bit.
I only take 13 people if you want to be one of them.
On a yacht.
On a yacht, yes. You have to come. You have to let me know now because the trip is filling up.
On a yacht.
On a yacht. And we do ride camels, by the way, too.
Not on the yacht.
Not on the yacht.
Not on the yacht. That would be amazing if it was big enough.
That would
be a big yacht. That would
be huge. But we do have a galabeah party. We have a belly dancer on the yacht.
On the yacht. Thank you.
So that's part of it. And we go to the temples, and of course, it's sacred and it's fun, and we laugh. And
you drive by in the yacht.
In the yacht. Okay. Yeah, we wave. Right. The parade
from
wave.
From the yacht.
From the yacht.
I love it.
I like where this is going.
There's a lot going on the yacht.
There's a yacht going on?
There's a lot going on. Yes. Very nice, Benny.
That's it. I'm done for today. I'm out.
I'll see you later. I'm out of here.
Anyway, if you're interested in coming to Egypt with me, and I'm sorry I won't have the rest of the group here with me, or maybe I will, but please send an email to Loretta Brown and send it to ReikiOasis@gmail.com, and you can also contact me through Facebook. And we do have a good time. So quick astrology check in. Like I said, an energetic pulse of the month, which comes from Lee Harris's longer pitch. And Lee Harris was on the show. He's a great guy. He says that there's three things to look for in the month of October. There is a clearing phase. There is saying no to overloading. And there's explosive energies and surprises, and he's asking us all to step forward with compassion. So let me speak on that for a minute. I have to tell you that this clearing out or cleaning out phase, I feel like I've been in it for a while. A lot of my clients have been in it, but this month is going to shove it forward. So it's time to get rid of all that stuff, whether that's a relationship, it's a way of being, it's the stuff in your closet, whatever that is. The energy is going to really shove you forward with this now. So take advantage of that and get on top of it. Don't be surprised if you feel compelled to clear up that area of your life. And another theme, say no to overload. Many of you are just overloading yourself. And so many people come to me and they're like, Loretta, I feel like I just have to do this. You know, I have to take care of everybody. I just can't say no. And guess what? I'm exhausted. So learn to say no. Just say no. Take yourself to the spa. Go get your nails done. Something. Do a meditation. Go to a yoga class. But it is time now to clean and clear that out because you're going to need your energy for all of the new stuff coming in. You're going to have a lot of surprise energy, explosive energy. And for some of you, it could be creative explosion. Things coming out of you, things that are needing to be expressed, like my guest on the show today, guess what? And so take advantage of that. And please do not use that explosive energy in a negative way. Please don't go attack people because we're being asked to stand together. We've done a lot of talking about division, a lot of division in our land, in our politics, in our world. And I'm just here to tell you that if we stand against each other, we never get anywhere. So please consider showing up in a different way. And many of us are going to be able to access compassion beyond division, which means regardless of that other person's belief, regardless of what they're saying, you're going to be able to hold the compassion in your heart. You're going to feel maybe a greater power helping you to become a better person. And it's time for us to show up as the best form of ourselves without beating ourselves up. There's always that thing. So a great month, October. Venus, by the way, has become the evening star. Oh, thank goodness for that. So she's a little bit romantic. She might be a little bit softer. So hopefully that will bring some healing to your relationships and to your own heart, your relationship with yourself. So that's the astrology. And now I'm so excited because I have a great person on my show. Well, actually, he says he's great, so I'm going to believe he's great. And
He
parked his yacht outside.
There's a yacht going on.
Yeah, right?
Told you.
A lot of yachts. A lot of yachts.
So I know him as Josh Peterson, but he's now J. Pete, Joshua M. Peterson. He's a remarkable vocal artist, a songwriter, a pianist, a record producer. Jay Pete has been playing the piano since the age of 7. He owns his own entertainment company called Outside the Box,
yes,
LLC. Mm-hmm. And he says he has songs and melodies in his heart and soul that need to come out and touch the world. His debut album, City Boy Lost in a Ballad World, has been mastered. Is it this?
That is correct.
Look at this, people.
Very
excited. Look at that right there. And he's on the front and the back of it.
Yes.
So I guess it belongs to you, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Oh, Betty's going to help me out. Thank you, Betty.
Personal.
Yeah, up close and personal. I love it.
We got to open it.
Oh.
Did I get it, Benny?
Yeah, you got it.
See, it's even pretty on the inside.
Yeah, it
best
is.
Best camera work I've ever had.
That is awesome.
Vanna White.
That is just
best.
Awesome. I love it. So anyway, welcome to the show,
thank
JP.
Thank you.
And I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about yourself, about your musical background.
Sure.
What got you here?
Wow. Okay. I'm 37. I've been in music a long time. I started playing the piano young. I had a classical teacher. Her name was Angie. I studied under her for a long time. The just people I've surrounded my workplace where I used to work, there was a lot of artists that taught me a lot of things. I worked for you at one point in time.
Yes, you did. In our previous lifetimes.
I learned stuff from you. I mean, that was kind of my goal in life, was to whoever I was around that was better than me learn something.
Oh, that's a sweet compliment.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very true. You know, so Arell Thomas.
Yes.
Bless his soul. You know.
God bless him. Yeah, he passed away.
He did. I learned a lot of cool old 60s rock and roll boogie stuff from him, you know. I've just been excited about that stuff. One of my favorite things to do is, you know, is just write music as, you know, as I play my piano. So that's just one thing I enjoy too.
What would you call your musical style? You say that you're compared to Michael McDonald of the Doobie Brothers, right?
Can I tell you about that?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so
love to hear about it.
I went down to Hollywood and I recorded with a well-known producer, and we went into the studio to lay down some vocals, and he says, "Look, I've never worked with you before. You know, do you need some auto-tune? You know, what do you need?" And I says, "To be truthful, let's just turn on the mic and see what happens." You know, and so I record the first line, and he pipes in on the earphones. He goes, "Dude, you sound like Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers." I said, "Oh my gosh, you know, what a compliment, you know." And so then I came home here shortly after, and I jumped into another studio, and I started recording City Boy. Mm-hmm. This was a new producer, never seen him before, and we started laying down some vocals, and he pipes in on the microphone. He goes, "No, I really like this particular part you don't like." He says, it sounds like Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers. And I never talked to it. You know, we never spoke of these things before. And so I was very weirded out, you know. And then the last one, I got in touch with a fairly well-known country singer. And I'm looking forward soon to doing a collaboration with him. And I sent in this raw cell phone recording of it to him. And he sends it back to me, goes, "You know what? I totally like the style. You sound something like Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers." So I'm just saying it sounds like I'm being compared.
Trend, yeah.
Yeah. It's just a trend, you know. So, but, you know, Jay Pete, I'll sing anything.
I get that.
You know?
I get that. I also know that you have done some Christian music.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about that. Like, you know, when you become a recording artist, as you know, you find your voice.
Right.
And so sometimes you do a whole lot of things on your way to there.
Yeah.
So do you feel like you found your voice? It's a big question.
Yeah, kind of a big question, I guess. I think I'm falling into it right now.
Okay.
You know, I've learned a lot from people. I've watched people. You know, I've really officially gotten into the studio, and to hear what it sounds like on the other end, finished and done. You know, I feel like I'm coming into myself right now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm ready to unload.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you were saying, I put this in the introduction, that you have songs and melodies in your heart and soul that need to come out and touch the world. Mm. How long have you known they were in there? And what would happen if they didn't come out?
Well, a musician that doesn't let his music out, I think that's crazy. I go crazy.
But we're also hard on ourselves, aren't we?
Yeah, we're our own worst critic, right?
Yeah, we're like, oh my gosh, that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm having a hard time listening to myself on this finished product, you know, and I still want to redo it all, right? You know, I call myself just a very emotional piano player, you know, because
yeah, you are that guy.
I am. I'll cry at a good commercial, okay?
Yeah.
But I just. When I play my music and it just is touching more people than just myself, is when I started realizing it. And when people would just keep coming back to me and asking me, you know, you really just need to lay something down. Mm-hmm. Just at least try, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm a musician at heart, you know. And so I guess when other people started really paying attention and wanting some music from me, is when I just, you know. That was time to start something.
You said, I guess I'll let that gift that God or the Almighty or whoever that is gave me, maybe I'll let that come out. Maybe I'll share those cookies.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of where playing and performing on stage started, was in like junior high when I kind of started like the worship department for the junior high. So they put me up on stage with a microphone and a keyboard, and that was it. It was just me. So that introduction was 5 minutes long, getting through that. I've played a lot in the church, and I love the church music. That's kind of where my heart and soul is at, you know. I've enjoyed playing through that and then going on tours for gospel choirs. I got the greatest experience in 2000 to go to Spain. Mm-hmm. With a gospel choir. I was the piano player, and we played all over the place in some really cool venues, you know, just a life-changing experience.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, I was just bringing out, you know, you're a very heartfelt musician. You know, I share that with you. I'll be honest. I think that's where we connected, was through our music.
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to play for church. That's how I started. Mm. I started playing for church as a little girl. And for me, what you just touched on is like, I was shy. I couldn't talk to people. I know, look at me now.
Look at you.
But I could touch their hearts with my music. I could feel it come through my hands,
mm-hmm.
through the piano. And I knew if there were tears in their eyes,
exactly.
I was so happy.
Exactly.
And that's it, isn't it?
That's it.
It's a heart connection, and it's you singing and playing and speaking, but evoking a response from them, which I think is unique. It brings a uniqueness to what it is you do. So I'm just kind of pointing that out to the listeners. So because a lot of people know you, but a lot of people don't know you.
You know, one thing I've always said to myself is, I might not be the very best piano player, but I can make the piano sing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's very different.
Yeah, you came out with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Benny was telling me one time, weren't you telling me that you were always wanting to be on the radio?
Or
you were
I grew up like sitting in my room playing with Legos that I still do today. listen to the radio in the background. I'm like, man, those guys look like they're listening, like they're having a lot of fun and a good time. That's what I do now.
Yeah.
Never stopped. Never. Like, kept looking forward.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So when I, you know, because I work with a lot of people, but when they're talking about what is it that I should be doing, I quite often say, what were you doing as a child?
Yeah.
What did you come out doing?
Right.
And is there a way to turn that into something? So my take on you is that the calling of your heart has been there all along. Perhaps it's the gift that you were given by Almighty God, the divine, or whatever people call it.
Mm-hmm.
But now is the time. And let me ask you, why now?
Gosh. You know, it's
yeah,
just,
I put people on the
spot. It's been brewing. You know, it has just been brewing for a long time. And when I got that phone call from a friend to go down to Los Angeles, and then I just started realizing that these people are no different than I am.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems that they've been given an opportunity either before I did, or, you know, they got onto it. They talked to the right person,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I just feel like, I'm latching on to that, you know, and I'm not putting all of these people just way up here, because I'm learning that I am good enough.
Yes, you are good enough.
That I'm good enough.
That's a beautiful thing to say. And I want to encourage you.
Hmm.
Right.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I want to encourage you. What do you hope that people get from your music?
Oh, man. You know, when I wrote this album, I just wanted to take them through emotions.
Got it.
You know?
Yeah.
There's the ups and downs in this album. There's real darks and there's real upliftings, you know,
yeah.
And that's what I want them to experience.
Isn't that the best part of music?
Ugh.
No, I really mean it. Like, you know, if I'm feeling down and I want to cry, I could actually do something, you know, listen to music or play the piano and make myself cry.
Yeah.
And then I can take myself to a beautiful place. Or if I need to comfort, I can have that, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So you have this beautiful ability to be able to play and sing. So you're doing both playing and singing.
Yes.
Yeah. Have any of your songs been inspired by people in your life, events in your life?
Papa's song.
Papa's song.
I wrote that for my grandfather when he passed away. I think that was about 12 years ago now. I wrote it and I played it at his gravesite, and it was just like a bathroom recording. You know, it was very private and family and stuff. And so you can imagine that song has been in my heart for a long time. And so I just, you know, I fine tuned it.
Can we play a little bit of that on the air?
Yeah, sure.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's very, very heartfelt and beautiful. So for the listeners, my guest today is J. Pete Joshua Peterson, and that is his song, Papa's Song, from his new CD called City Boy Lost in a Ballad World.
Mm.
Yeah. We're going to take a little station break, and when we come back, we're going to listen to more music. we're going to ask more questions and continue on.
Energy is powerful. It's all around us, mysterious, full of potential. Directing positive, healing energy to raise your vibrational rate through Reiki can change your life. Reiki Master Loretta Brown has relieved stress, sadness, anger, and even helped clients lose weight, stop smoking, and end sleep disorders. Worldwide, people have sought out Reiki Oasis. If you want help with your dis-ease, visit ReikiOasis.com. Harness life's energy. Visit ReikiOasis.com today.
Do you make a positive difference in the world? Do you have a talent, philosophy, base of knowledge, product or service that you know could help a lot of people if only you could reach them? Join Alternative Talk 1150's family of broadcasters and start walking down a fruitful path. As host of your very own program, dial 425-653-1150 and find out just how affordable it can be to have a show on 1150 AM. That's 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
You are so beautiful to me. You
Welcome back to the original Loretta Brown Show. My guest today is J. Pete Joshua Peterson. His site, by the way, is jpeteofficial.com, and we're playing music from his new album. It's right here, City Boy Lost in a Ballad World, which, by the way, is available for purchase already, isn't it?
I think we just got all the hard copies yesterday, but we're loading it on the site today.
Okay.
Yes.
And so if people go to jpeteofficial.com, they can
get it, and it'll just pay for it and ship it out.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Now, on this album, is everything original? I mean, You Are So Beautiful, that was
right.
You, by the way, in case people
right.
wondered.
Everything else, the other four, so you, obviously the first one and the last one are not. But 6/8 Time, Papa Song, Slowly Dangerous, and then Somewhere in B-flat.
Okay.
It's all original.
All original pieces.
Yeah.
And I know you're working on more.
Yes. I am. I'm working on, I've got so many ideas, of course, which is good because, you just keep stuffing stuff in the pipeline. Something's going to come out, right?
Yeah, that's what you do.
So my real big thought is I'd like to do a worship CD. That's where my heart's at.
Okay.
You know, I have another single that I'm going to be starting, and I'm going to be collaborating with. He's a country singer, as he is, and so I'm excited about that one to come, and look for that one. It's going to be called Dangerous.
Okay.
So I'm just going to bring that out probably as a single itself, and then I've got another one called maybe, I don't know the official name for it, but I want to do a lot of the old school, like Great Is Thy Faithfulness, you know, the old Rugged Cross, His Eye Is on the Sparrow.
Yeah, the good old gospel.
You know,
stuff.
Ones that everybody listens to.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I got a lot of stuff going on.
Well, and I also am going to point out for those of you listening, you can tell that J. Pete has his own, how do I say this? You have your own tonality or your own flavor, your own arrangements of those pieces. Like you put your signature into it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I really, really like.
Yeah. Making it J. Pete.
Yeah. That's right. Making it your own. Giving it your own little push.
Definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, because we've talked a little bit about gospel, and I don't know, what would you call the genre of this? Or is it a mix?
Well, you know, my idea of the city boy lost in a ballad world is it's mostly just ballad music. And so... when I was writing this album, what I wanted to capture really was the rawness of the acoustic piano itself. So if you listen close enough with your headphones in, you can hear the dampers lifting off of the strings. You know, you can hear those overtones, you know, just the sheer rawness. So there's no rhythm, there's no strings, there's no nothing, you know. I think you could probably hear me sneeze in the background, you know, but that's what I was trying to capture in that. So I would call it ballad work. You know, the only one that's kind of got a little bit of upbeat to it is probably the Slowly Dangerous. And there's kind of a catch to that one because that one is actually leading into the upcoming single, which is going to be Dangerous.
Okay, right. So Slowly Dangerous, yes. And then Dangerous. I actually like what you just said about being able to hear the dampers on the acoustic piano. Mm-hmm. We have so much techie music,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And of course, I'm a lover of just an old wood acoustic piano. And even those pianos they put on the street, you know,
yes,
and they're out of tune and they're all kind of beat up, and I just kind of love it.
Well, that's where we actually captured those pictures in the city of Everett. 2 weeks a year, they put out just street pianos.
Yeah.
So we just went there, and I went with a really good friend of mine, and we captured all of those photography. And I was looking for that look, pianos in the city. And so we put the work together, and I think it's really cool.
I love that. So can we play a little bit of Slowly Dangerous?
I like that one.
Slowly Dangerous is 1, 2, 3, the fourth one.
Number four. Okay. Let's hear it.
Thank you. That's great. I love it. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got its own little feel, you know. It's kind of jazzy, kind of ballady, you know, but it makes you...
A little scatty.
Yeah.
A little scatty,
a little flavor.
Yeah.
Like I
yeah.
said, it's totally sauce. It's just totally raw. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, we were all like, I think I'll just bliss out a little bit here.
I know. I kick back in my chair.
I think
chair
I'll just
for
kick
a
back a little bit.
Yes.
Just play music for the rest of the show, see? You know? But yeah, so Jay Pete is my guest today and his wonderful new album, City Boy Lost in a Ballad World. And that was a little taste of Slowly Dangerous.
Yes.
And this is available for purchase at jpeteofficial.com. You can always go there and get it right now. Why not? Might as well just do it.
Do it.
Now, you have not always had the easiest life, my friend. Have you? He's like, Loretta.
Here we go. Ask away, my friend.
Well, I know you haven't had the easiest life. I have observed you go through things and come out on top, which is really an amazing thing.
Yeah.
But you have someone in the studio with us today. Do you want to talk about her at all, or shall we keep her private back over there in the corner?
No, I'll talk about her.
Okay. It's all right to be emotional, by the way, that we always have permission to do that. My show quite often is very deep and heartfelt, if you've ever listened to it.
Yeah,
really. I have all kinds of people that come in and share their stories, and
sure.
There's some amazing, amazing stories out there. But I think that the reason I ask you these personal questions is because there isn't any way for this, our music, to have the depth that it has if we have not gone through those things.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
And it comes out in all the ways that you perform. When you open your heart, it's going to be in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
First off, I know my mom is listening.
Yes.
So, Mom, I love you.
Yes.
I was adopted when I was a day old, and that was fine. I was always told, you know, that I was adopted. It was never a secret to anybody. And, you know, so... I always had questions in my heart, you know, who's Josh? What does he look like? You know, things like that. And so there were some medical events in my life that I went through some years ago. And I thought about going and finding my mom, my birth mother. And so we went through a bunch of testings and stuff. And I talked to a doctor and he says, look, if the medical reasons are the only reason that you're going to go and look, don't do it, because it's not a hereditary or thing, right? And so I stopped my search. And a few years later, I don't know, I just had a burning in my heart, and I finally decided to just really pull the trigger on it and go and find her. And so I told my mom, who raised me, that I'm going to do this, and she was supportive of me. And like I said, it was never a secret, you know. So I had a good friend who helped me search and find, and I sent down to get a real birth certificate so that I could find out names and all of this stuff, you know. And so November, almost a year ago now, I found my mom. And for me, that's been real powerful. Those silly questions are being answered. Who do I look like? Do I look like them? Do I act like them? You know, being an adoptive person growing up, you know, when you look around in your family, you don't look like anybody's, you know, so it's not a disconnect, but it's just, it's different, right? You know,
yeah,
I was always
right.
loved by my family. Please don't get me wrong. You know, my family is wonderful, you know. But some questions for me just needed to be answered. There's people in this world that were adopted that could care less about finding their birth parents.
Absolutely.
And that's awesome, you know, and that's just fine, you know. So for me, that's been huge. You know, another event in my life that was a game changer. I was on a construction site and I almost lost my life one day. I had a machine fall on top of me. I was, my second son was being born. You know, if it would have landed on my chest, I would have been a dead man, you know.
Wow.
It landed on my leg, and so I had to go through massive surgery and therapy, and you know, I was being a dad and had to move, and you know, so it hasn't been easy for me, but honestly, music has been my therapy in life. You know, mm-hmm. I think we just talked about this, you know, I can sit down at the piano and just lay my heart out. Mm-hmm. You know, the piano doesn't have anything to say, you know, so, and I can get up a different person from there, you know, and so.
Yeah, I always tell people the piano saved my life.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That ability to be able to express yourself through it. And I know there's a lot of people out there that play the piano. And I'm a firm believer. I don't care if you play chopsticks or you play, you know, Rachmaninoff, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Music is healing.
Yeah.
It's truly, truly healing. And I think it comes from the soul or through the soul or whatever way that you want to say.
Yeah.
So do you believe in angels?
Yeah, I do.
You think maybe there might have been a little bit of a divine hand in keeping you alive and getting you through all of that stuff?
Yeah.
Getting you to this point?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, I think one of the cool things, you know, right before I met my birth mom, just before that, she had lost her husband to cancer. And so she was in a lost place.
Yeah.
You know, and so there was another reason for the meeting and the stirring in my heart to go and find, and then in just this God's perfect timing, you know, I'm here to pick her up and put her on her feet, you know, because she was in a bad place too, you know. So
yeah,
I believe in angels.
Yeah, and I believe in timing. I believe in the serendipity or the synchronicity of things. I was talking to someone about it yesterday. I said, you know, it gets to the point where we can't make this stuff up.
Yeah,
and we certainly could not have made it happen.
Yes,
and here it is.
I keep telling my friends I feel like I've been on the Ellen show for like 8 months. You know, like, where's the cameras?
Right.
You know, I mean, just all the very cool events. You know.
So you have a lot of changes coming up quite rapidly.
Yeah.
Don't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Opportunities are opening for you and
people
contacting you, and that's how it goes.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. So it's good that you have your family and you've got your feet on the ground.
I could not do this by myself. I definitely could not. You know, I'm the singer, the piano player, you know. I couldn't design a website.
Yeah, I get you. I understand exactly what you're saying. I know what you're saying. So tell us a little bit about you. You have an entertainment company called Outside the Box.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, Outside the Box, that's kind of my, the entertainment company. So, you know, I mean, this is getting up and running. And so I have, you know, future thoughts of different businesses that can fall under, you know,
Outside the Box.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Yeah. I actually got it from a friend of mine at work. Mm. I hope he's listening. We got this ideas up and going, what do you want to call your company name and this and that? And I work with him every day. And I says, if you had a company, what would you call it? You know? And he says, Outside the Box. And so I just sat there and stirred on it. And I said, would it be okay if I use that? So it was really catchy. And then our accountant, who's been, you know, kind of helping us with all the legal stuff, loved it. So.
Yeah.
It's a fun name.
It's a fun name.
Yeah.
I think it's good. So you have an event coming up in December.
Ah, yes.
You want to tell us about that?
I do. This event is going to be really cool. It's called A Ballad Night to Remember on December 14th, and it's going to be at the Lynwood Hilton Embassy Suites. And what we're doing is we're going to bring in 12 round tables that are all going to be candle lit. And they're going to have a three-course meal served to them. And we're bringing in a 7'6" brand-new Kauai Which are older companies sponsored for us. Bless his heart. And I'm going to put that right in the middle of all of the dinner tables. And it's going to be featuring these songs from the album. And then being that it's close to Christmas time, we're going to be doing some classic Christmas songs. I want to do Michael Bublé, Home. We're going to do some Tennessee Whiskey. And so it'll be a really fun night, kind of almost like a CD release party.
Yeah.
But it's a date night.
Okay.
You know, and so if you want to go, you can go to the website and purchase tickets for that. It's $75 for one ticket or $125 for two. I have a special guest friend of mine coming. He's a professional bassist. And when you think bassist, it's not like slap bass. For the evening, he's going to be bringing in a beautiful, upright, stand-up acoustic bass to duel with me and on these songs. And so it's really going to be elegant and just something else. It's going to be a lot of
fun. And it's going to be personal and up close.
Personal and up close. It is. You're going to be able to sit right next to me, and I'm going to be playing with you guys.
That's great.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Your personality probably will come through, you think?
I'm going to have a couple boxes of tissues on the piano, so bear with me.
So get those tickets and that event is Saturday, December 14th.
Correct. The seating starts at 6:15, and then the doors are going to close at 7. For the performance.
And get those tickets at jpeteofficial.com. Mm-hmm. And I think you also have some products and some other things available on your website.
Yeah, we just we've got some J. Pete gear going. We're going to try and do some t-shirts and sweatshirts and possibly some hats. So those will be there. And those are all getting up and running also on the website too.
So what kinds of things are coming up for you, and what kinds of things do you do for fun?
Besides music. I'm a flag football coach.
Really?
Yes.
What's your record this year?
Yeah.
Has it already started?
First game Saturday.
Oh, hey.
Yes.
Good luck.
Yes,
good
thank
luck.
You.
Good luck.
I'm excited.
Your boys don't play.
We're into soccer right now.
Oh, okay. You're in soccer.
And baseball. Yeah. That's what we're doing. I'm twins.
This will be my fourth season I've done coaching for flag football.
Nice.
So I've done my older boy for 3 seasons, and this season he decided he wanted to go and do tackle.
Ah.
So I was excited because my younger one has wanted to get into sports, but has been a little bit timid about it. And I says, well, I'll just coach you, you know? And so he was all over that, you know? So I get to coach my youngest one this season.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's fun. That's way fun. So. How are you doing juggling a professional life with personal?
He sighs heavily before that. There's challenges, I'm sure.
There is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope my wife is listening. She's been very patient with me.
Of course.
It's really tough. Okay. I guess it would probably be a little bit different maybe if we didn't have any kids, you know, then she could come to me where we go and all of this stuff. But she has been wonderful and gracious and watched the kids while we go and do things, you know, and travel to California and this and that. But I'm still learning how to do that.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. And also when you have a passion, I'm just going to throw this out there. For whatever it means, you know, I'm relating to it in my own way. my kids used to have this joke, and I remember my daughter coming to me when she might have been 6 or 7, and she said to me, "Mom, would it be all right if I put a note in your music to remember to feed the kids, like when you get to page 30?"
Yeah.
Because I'm just playing for hours, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, dear.
Yeah.
You know, so when you have that passion, you know, it can really pull you to do that.
It does.
So, yeah,
it does.
That's a challenge.
You know, and I still got to learn, you know, to be 100% husband and dad but singer and piano player at the same time, you know, wherever that fits.
I think it all fits together.
Yeah.
I think it all fits together. And also, I'm waiting for, you know, more songs dedicated to the people in your life. You know, that's Loretta. Don't listen to Loretta if this is not your calling, right? You know, but I love it when there's a story behind the song.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that it, you know, things do inspire you.
Yeah.
So, how do people get a hold of you? Like if they wanted you to do something musical.
Actually, you can go to the jpeteofficial.com, and there is a contact section. There's a business phone number on there. You can also contact us at the jpeteofficial@gmail.com. So the office runs that, so I don't have to pay attention. But yeah, if you wanted to book anything like that, certainly you can go there and contact us, and we'll be quick to respond for sure.
Facebook, Instagram, you on that stuff? Twitter? Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah. MySpace, is that still around? Kids still use MySpace?
I've been told it was around.
I think it is.
I don't know where, but
Justin Timberlake, didn't he buy it?
Yeah, maybe.
I think he did.
Did he really?
I believe he did.
That's funny. Somebody asked me the other day about that, and I said, I have no idea what is happening.
Yeah, he wanted to keep it around for musicians specifically, for musicians. Himself as well.
I overheard a conversation. Mm-hmm. Some kids still had a MySpace page.
We'll see. Maybe it'll still show back up or something.
Yeah.
So we have a little bit of time. Shall we play a piece of another song? Which one would you like to?
Let's see. Let's go with Somewhere in B flat. Somewhere in B flat was number five, right? Mm-hmm.
Is there a story behind that?
Yeah, that one. Interestingly enough, that was a one take at the studio, right?
Sometimes it's the best take.
It was
right.
It was. I just came in the right place and the right mind frame, and this was my only intentions that day at the studio was to just lay this thing down. And so I got in there and the engineer was tuning in everything and making sure it was good. And he's like, all right, I'm just going to hit record and you just do your thing. And I'm like, okay. And he hits the record button and we stop recording I go into the room. He's like, well, what was that? I said, well, that's the song.
That's what you told me to do.
And he's like, well, okay, that was beautiful. Let's listen.
Here.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done here. This song, when you listen to it, and I think you'll hear it yourself, it's an emotional roller coaster here, So I'm
we have a box of tissues.
Yeah, let's just tune in. I think you'll
Earth Mom over there. Yeah. So this is Loretta Brown, and my guest today has been Jay Pete, Joshua Peterson. We've been playing little pieces from his new album, City Boy, Lost in a Ballad World. And that piece is called Somewhere in B-flat, his song that he did in one take. It's been so great to have you on the show. Is there any last things that you want to say to the listening audience?
Just pay attention to what I've got coming out. It's heartfelt. It really comes from my soul. And it, like I said, it's been some years that I needed to get them out. So it's coming.
Well, like I said, you say the songs and melodies in your heart and soul need to come out and touch the world. And J. Pete, I think your heart needs to touch the world. Mm. So thanks for being here today.
Thanks.
And everybody, please go to jpeteofficial.com and get the new album. We'll see you December 14th at A Ballad Night to Remember. Bye now. Talk to you next time.
Thank you.